The Midwest Podcast Network now has a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MidwestPodNet and support us for as little as a dollar a month.
All right, Willie. Halloween 5 Loomis versus Halloween 4 Loomis.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to break it down for you real quick here. Halloween 4 Loomis is kind of, it's hard to say this, but that's where Loomis for me becomes Loomis. He becomes like a horror icon. So, Loomis in 1 is fantastic. Donald Pleasence is wonderful. He's not on this bracket because we're excluding 1 from these brackets.
Yes.
But Loomis from 2 is kind of just a continuation of that. He's a little less involved, but Loomis in 4 is where I start to feel like I see that Van Helsing Loomis. You know what I mean? That Captain Ahab, he's hunting down the white whale known as Michael Myers, and he's obsessed. Halloween 5 Loomis is a nutcase.
Halloween 5 Loomis is crazy.
He's crazy. He's endangering children left and right. He's endangering every law enforcement officials left and right. He basically doesn't care about anybody but himself or Michael Myers.
Right.
I'm going to go Halloween 4 Loomis because, like I said, I'm a big fan. I like the scar, the cool burn scar from 2. I like the continuity there.
Okay.
And I like the Detective Loomis because he's kind of trying to track down Michael Myers. He's tracking him a long time before he gets to Haddonfield. I dig that. I dig Loomis on the prowl. So I'm going with number 4.
You're going 4?
Yep.
I'm going 5 because he's crazy.
You embrace. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see what I like. You're going to see what kind of Loomis I like later in this bracket. By the way, people, this is the Loomis bracket.
It is.
Yeah, our new podcast, all based around the character of Loomis from the Halloween series.
Every episode will be focused on Donald Pleasence and or Malcolm McDowell.
We will just do brackets about him. Yes. But yeah, what we've done here in this bracket is...
How do we not do a sheriff bracket?
Damn it. Oh my God, I'm so mad right
now. Oh
no! But what we've done for this bracket, and as you know, this is our Halloween bracket blowout.
It is.
This is the first bracket. This is the Loomis bracket. This is, we've taken the 6 versions of Loomis, throw them in a bracket. We're going to pick who wins. So you've got Halloween 4 Loomis moving on. I've got Halloween 5. Let's get into the next round 1 matchup, shall we?
Oh man, I'm excited.
Rob Zombie's Loomis, played by Malcolm McDowell.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay.
Versus the second Malcolm McDowell, Rob Zombie.
Okay. All right. So here's where I'm going to flip the script.
Yeah.
Because I'm going with Halloween 2.
Yeah,
H2. Loomis. Because
Is that what we're called? That's what it's called.
We're
going to
call
it H2. Right?
Yeah. H2? Yeah. H2, we're going to call. And then we'll call the other one Rob Zombie.
Okay.
The H2 Loomis is... He's not a psychopath like Halloween 5 Loomis is, like raving or anything. He's just a bastard. Like,
yeah.
And what I love about it is it's such a 180 from the character in the first movie. I have no idea how that happened. But it's so funny to me. It's the...
He also gets extremely mad at Chris Hardwick and Weird Al.
Yes. Really mad at him for
really
no reason.
Annoyed.
Yeah. But I love that version of... I don't love that version of Loomis. I just think he's really funny. Because it's like, if somebody was like, hey... Rob Zombie writing Loomis. This is exactly what I'd picture.
I'm going Halloween 2, H2 Loomis as well because Halloween...
Whoa, hold on. You're going to have H2 versus Halloween 5 Loomises once we get there? Is that going to happen?
You just keep waiting.
I'm so excited.
But H2 Loomis finally at least feels like a character. One is kind of representative of everything wrong with Rob Zombie's Halloween to me. Like, he's like half there. He's like half trying to be the original character and then half trying to be like an actual doctor. And McDowell is really phoning it in the first one.
He seems kind of... He doesn't seem bored. That's not the way I want to put it. Like, he just seems like he's like, this is just schlock.
There is a scene, I think, in A Cop Car. I can't even remember, but he's talking about, I think, Michael Myers. And it is one of the most, like, of his entire career that I've seen, like, one of the most, like, I've ever seen him, like, read off a page.
So sweet. There's a bit in A Cop Car. There's a lot of bits in Cop Cars in that movie. Where he's in the driver's seat and Laurie's next to him. And Michael Myers breaks through the window and yanks Laurie out of the window. Mm-hmm. And his scream is so good. He's like, oh! I think he goes, what the fuck? And I think it's just Malcolm McDowell not expecting the timing of Tyler Mane, but like I think that they just captured a moment of Malcolm McDowell being like, what the fuck is going on?
Two is funny. 2 feels like a character. I'm going H2.
Oh, he's so cool.
All right, next round, Halloween 2, the original Donald Pleasence versus you've got Halloween 4 Loomis. I've got Halloween 5 Loomis.
I'm going to go Halloween 4 again.
Okay.
My reason for that is it's I love the finale with Loomis in Halloween 2. I think it's one of Loomis's best moments in the franchise. I love that bit. Like, it's time, Michael. So sweet. Like, maybe the coolest Loomis moment of all the Loomis moments. But not what I feel is the coolest Loomis performance. Once again, I got to go Halloween 4 because he's so present and he's so important. It felt like a natural progression of that character to me. Like, you know, obviously they weren't going to get Jamie Lee back for Halloween 4. It wasn't going to happen. And thank goodness they didn't try to recast the Laurie Strode role. I'm glad they didn't even bother. But so you're going to need somebody to tether beyond Michael Myers, who is barely a character, really. I mean, he's the shape.
Yeah.
You need something to tether you to those original movies. And the natural choice was Donald Pleasence. So what do? You beef up his role a bit. You give him a little bit more to do. And you kind of make him the hero of the series. And I love Hero Loomis of the series. Like, I'm a big fan. So I think just because he's got that cool, like I said, that Captain Ahab vibe about him. But he hasn't gone completely over the edge. I'm going to go Halloween 4 Loomis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
plus he goes no like 17 times at the end.
Well explained. Yeah, you presented your case well. This is I've got Halloween 5 versus Halloween 2, the original Halloween 2.
Yep.
I once again going Halloween 5 because he's crazy. he's a nut bar. Halloween 2 is good. He's just like Loomis from 1 though. Like,
yeah,
he's basically just Loomis from 1 in it less. Ready to die a little more. I do appreciate that about
the character.
He's ready
to go. Yeah.
But, Five is ready to die at any time.
Five isn't just ready to die. Five is ready to kill everybody else and then die. Five is like murder-suicide Loomis.
Five Loomis is, the only thing I like from that movie, too.
He's insane.
Yeah. Next up.
Tita!
We both have H2, Malcolm McDowell versus Donald Pleasence from Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Oh, man. See, this is rough because, H2 is so silly and ridiculous and over the top. And, Malcolm McDowell's having a good time in that movie. I will give him that. He's bringing it in H2.
No, he definitely is.
He is. Halloween 6 is a tough one to kind of put up against other ones because Donald Pleasence is very ill during that movie. There's no question. I mean, well, he was ill during that movie, and he seems it. And he's very hard to understand a lot of the time. He's very raspy, and it's no fault of his own. It is what it is, right? The guy was, I don't even remember how old. He was old.
Yes.
But there's such a sweetness and a tenderness to Halloween 6 Loomis that I kind of love. It might not be in line necessarily with the stuff that came in 5, but all those years in between could change a man, you know?
Right.
I go Halloween 6 Loomis because, quite frankly, I just... It might not be fair because I'm not necessarily basing it on the representation of the character in the movie, but... No, I am, because there's a bit... I always liked Loomis. There's a bit in the original Halloween where he does that, get your ass away from there to Lonnie. And so there's always that
Lonnie.
Yeah, Lonnie, get your ass away from there. There's this little bit of, fun. There's a little bit of trick in Loomis's treat, if you will. And you see a tiny bit of that in Halloween 6 that you don't see in some of the other movies that come later, where he's a little bit more detective, serious Loomis. And it's a bit where it's the first time you see him, he's listening to the radio, and they're talking about how Loomis is, isn't that old quack dead? And he goes, still very much alive, or something like that. He's kind of like sly. Kind of like a wink wink, and I like that. I'm going to go Teddy Bear Halloween 6 Loomis.
And it is kind of nice to see Loomis interacting with a buddy from the past.
It's cool. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, we joke about Paul Rudd in Halloween 6 because it's always fun to joke about before they were famous roles, right? But he's actually not bad in the movie.
No,
he's unhinged, but I think that's kind of what they wanted him to be.
He's funny at times.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And I think the two had kind of decent chemistry together.
I do too.
So I'm going Halloween 6 Loomis. Love the Malcolm McDowell H2 Loomis, but I don't know. Seeing Donald Pleasence in his last role probably helps.
Right. Yeah. So. Once again, I agree with everything you say. He is kind of frail in that one too, and he disappears for a little bit as well. I'm just going H2 because I did want Halloween 5 versus H2 in the final.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing: in this matchup, we're getting to the finals now. This matchup kind of sums up my feelings on the Halloween series. So, the Loomises, the Pleasence Loomises, other than 5, are just shades of Part 1.
Sure,
and they pale in comparison a little bit for me to Part 1
sure.
Loomis. And the movies kind of pale in comparison. I prefer the Halloween movies when they get crazy. I like 3, I like 6, and I like Rob Zombie's Halloween.
You like
2.
Them when they go off the.
Yeah. I 4 and 5. Well, 5 is boring. H2O is okay. H2O is good. But like 4 is okay.
Yeah.
And 2 is okay to me. But like 2 does a lot of things continuing the story from 1 that I actually don't like. I never liked the brother sister angle. Mm. I've never been a huge fan of that. So I prefer the franchise when it just gets silly and strange.
Yeah.
So that's why I've got Halloween 5 Loomis versus Halloween 2 or H2 Loomis.
Oh, man.
My winner is Halloween 5 Loomis.
Okay. All right. See, I'm glad you went that route because honestly, like, I like McDowell as
I couldn't
an actor.
Pick, yeah.
But you got to have a Pleasance role in the top, right?
I couldn't pick McDowell.
No.
As much, and it's not even far. It's not even close to my favorite. It's like, it's the funniest performance, but like, I don't know. I'm going with Halloween 5 Loomis.
You're going on pure enjoyment. Like, are you enjoying what you're watching on some level? Whether it's like laughing at it or whatever.
He gets me through that movie because I don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough. Awesome.
Who you got? You had Halloween 4 versus Halloween 6, correct?
Yeah. And once again, I'm going to go Halloween 4. I was a little surprised by this, but I had a copy of Halloween 4 on VHS as a kid. I had 1 and I had 4. Those are the two Halloween movies I owned on VHS. And so Loomis was always a favorite of mine. I think he's my favorite character in that series of films, Loomis is. And I love everything he does in that movie. I enjoy Donald Pleasance's performance. I like the continuity of what he's been through before. You see that. I love that we get that kind of classic, like, I told you so Loomis, but he's not like nuts yet.
Right.
I dig it. And he shoots his gun a lot in 4, which is cool.
He does.
He's very cool in his coat. So I'm going Halloween 4 Loomis. That's my favorite of the sequels.
He gets really annoyed with the townies too, if I recall. Is that 4?
He gets very frustrated with them, because they're like impeding on his investigation.
Yeah, so. Well, they're like, they go for vigilante justice at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, they're kind of annoying
for sure.
For him, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got Halloween 4 Loomis. I've got Halloween 5 Loomis. We love the AMC Monster Fest.
We sure do.
Loomis. So, okay. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah. Welcome to Horror Movie Yearbook.
Welcome to Horror Movie Yearbook. I'm one half of it, Tim, joined by my fellow co-host,
Willie Gibbs.
Willie, this is what we're doing this week.
We sure are. Hope you enjoyed that cold open.
Yeah, right?
It's fun. Yeah.
Well, it's getting colder outside.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that bizarre time of year right now where
we're in Michigan, we've got one more like 80 degree like week in October.
Yep.
We're 70 or 80 and then it's going to get.
It's going to get bad. It's that weird time where like you wake up in the morning for work, if you get up early enough for work, where you got to throw like something on, like a hoodie or something on, even a jacket sometimes because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
But then like by the time lunch hits, you're like sweating. So it's a weird time of year.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's sinuses are messed up right now.
Right. But
I enjoy this time of year.
Yeah, me too. This is my favorite time of year.
I love it. I love the fall. Unfortunately, as Michiganders, we don't get much of a fall or a spring for that matter.
No, we pretty much got this month.
Yeah, we get like molten hot or freezing cold. That's about what we get with a couple little pinches of, yeah. So, yeah, pretty excited about the season, mm-hmm. Halloween season.
Beautiful time of year if you're into color tours. Come on up
love
to
it.
Beautiful Michigan.
Love it, yep. Yeah. Very excited. It's my daughter's first Halloween, which is very cool.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Do you have a costume for her yet?
Oh, we do.
What is she going to be?
She's going to be a skunk. It's really cute. It's so
very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
We weren't sure what we were going with. I liked the idea, and so did Nikki of like a classic, an animal.
I like that too.
It's timeless, mm-hmm. right? It's an animal. And then we saw this video of these little babies crawling around in skunk costumes, and they look so cute.
So. Well, plus an Art Tauchi fits right in.
Yeah,
we have skunks on top of skunks.
Skunks on skunks. There's a skunk in the Halloween franchise.
Is there?
Well, maybe. When they find the carcass in the house in the original Halloween,
mm-hmm.
he goes, might be a skunk.
Good call.
Yeah. But I never could tell. Did he mean the carcass might be a skunk or that a skunk might have killed whatever the carcass was?
No, it has to be like
the skunk
carcass.
Skunks don't run around killing things, right?
No, they spray. They spray my dog.
Yeah, God. Anyway, so don't bring Josie around.
Don't
trick
bring
or
your
treating.
Child around my dog.
Yeah, she'll have flashbacks. Yeah. She'll have like non-flashbacks. Anyway, so... Yeah, we're here. We're doing our Halloween brackets. Real quick, we should probably save feedback and all that.
Oh, yeah.
If you got feedback for us, send it to horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com Or you can contact us on all the social media channels, Twitter at HM Yearbook or Facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we do have a Patreon. We'd absolutely love if you could donate something to the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Get involved. There's some cool little tiers and whatnot. You can get involved in our Discord, which has been really heating up lately.
Yeah, what are we? Well, we got Venom.
Oh, man, we've been talking about Venom.
Yeah.
We've been talking about The Dark Tower, which I just watched for the first time.
Yeah, Willie, what did you think of The Dark Tower?
It's so bad.
Have I defended The Dark Tower on this show before? I don't think I've ever defended it in my life. I've just gone,
No. And here's the thing. Like, I think... I've only read the first three books.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I kind of know what happens later on in the books, but, like, I've read the first three. And I didn't stop reading because I wasn't a fan. I enjoyed them very much. But mm-hmm. I was moving back to Michigan at the time. Yeah. I didn't have the time to read the fourth book. And by the time I got around to reading it, I was like, I kind of got to reread these other ones.
You really do. Yeah.
So I didn't do it.
Yeah.
At some point I will read them all. Mm-hmm. I promise. But so I'm coming as like a very, I mean, like I won't even call myself a fan of the Dark Tower series because I haven't read the whole thing. Like I enjoy what I've experienced mm-hmm. of it, but I'm not the most knowledgeable. And, I can't tell you who that movie.
That would make it worse if you were not.
Yeah, I was so confused. I don't know. Like I can't tell you who that movie was made for. I can't tell you.
It was made for people on the Sony board, like the board members there, probably.
Who all had to get their tiny little
stockholders. Yeah. It didn't work that way either.
Hopefully one of them enjoyed it. I don't know. yeah, not great. Not great.
Willie, what else did you and I both watch? Hold the Dark.
Hold the Dark. The latest from Jeremy Saulnier.
Director of Green Room, a movie which we loved,
and
adored, lavished praise on. What did you think of Hold the Dark, Willie?
That's weird, man.
Yeah, I kind of did. I'm just going to be honest with everybody.
It's out there.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
I liked what I was watching, but I did not. If you ask me like what I thought of it, like I'm just like, I just thought it was cool to watch sometime. I like wolves.
Yeah, and there's a shootout that's like top notch.
There is a really good shootout, yeah.
But I gotta say that for me, it fell apart in the last 15 minutes or so. I just kind of lost me.
Yeah,
the ending in particular, which I won't get into. I was just like, is that it?
Some people I've read a little bit and they're like, yeah, this is kind of his audition for like True Detective, and I go, oh, I can see that, but like unfortunately, like at times it's like more like season two. Of True Detective,
sure.
Where it's just kind of like,
well, yeah. That and like, I don't know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to look at. Performances are solid.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that. Jeffrey Wright's always amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Skarsgård's good.
Yep.
But Riley Keough's good too. She's weird, but
yeah.
I don't know. There's some deeper meaning in there that I'm supposed to gather, and I'm sure some of our listeners have gathered because we have very wonderful, intelligent listeners.
Yes.
And I think, honestly, part of it isn't a matter of intelligence. It's a matter of, do you enjoy what you're watching enough to dig into it and try and find the deeper meaning?
Right.
And for me, I did not.
I will say this, too. I can see myself maybe watching it down the road and maybe getting something a little more out of it, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like maybe a second watch or do it. But it's also the type of movie I'm probably not going to watch.
But every director
tries
this at some point.
Yeah.
They go big.
Yes.
And this is his big...
Yeah, it seems like it.
This seems like kind of his epic, right?
A little bit. It's definitely looser. That's the thing about Green Room. Green Room is
so tight.
It's such a tight movie. This is a lot.
Actually, looser. Blue Ruin's pretty tight, too.
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah. So, but yeah, this is a lot different than Green Room. Green Room is just really, really tightly paced and well done and
for sure.
Tense. This one is tense at times, but it also is much looser.
It ponders a lot of things.
It really does. But it was a weird viewing experience. I watched it at like midnight and like things were just like happening in front of me. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's free. It's on Netflix.
There you go.
I say it's free because I know a lot of people just have Netflix and forget about it.
I forget I have it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I forget that I pay for it, I should say. I know I have it.
Is that all we watched this week?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that I need to talk about necessarily.
Me neither.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into
it. No, I watched Upgrade.
Oh, shit. We both watched Upgrade.
Oh, yeah. I fucking thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, too.
I was surprised by how things shake out by the end of the movie, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I thought we were headed more towards potential spoilers here. I thought we were headed more towards a superhero origin type movie,
mm-hmm.
but it is not. Where we headed more towards like an Ex Machina type movie.
Yeah, Ex Machina. I've seen RoboCop thrown out.
Yeah.
I've seen Tetsuo thrown out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's probably more. Yeah,
sure. I'd watch another movie set in this universe.
Me
though.
Too. I liked it a lot. I would read a comic set in this universe too.
Dude, I would. I would buy them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So.
That's Lee Whannell, a guy behind The Conjuring. I think he did the Saw movies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's actually one of the two guys locked in the room. He's the other guy that's not Cary Elwes.
Yeah, he plays the air pilot in Aquaman trailer.
Yeah, yep.
Which is also going to be a movie, apparently. Yes. Yeah.
And he's good pals with James Wan. Yes. And they've worked together on a lot of stuff. Yeah. So he's a very talented guy.
Is that his directorial debut?
I believe so. Okay. Yes. He's written
a
lot.
Very good. Yeah.
I liked it quite a bit.
Uh huh.
It was very confident too.
Yeah.
There are a couple of kill scenes in that are woohoo.
It's very violent.
Oh man. Yeah. That dude, the Pez dispenser kill.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. The one with the shotgun blast to the head too. God.
Oh, I watched Starry Eyes again this morning.
Starry Eyes. Nice little way to wake up. Jesus Christ.
The last scene. I forgot when she like pounds that woman's head open with a weight.
that one girl that she like stabs a bunch and then she's still alive and trying to struggle and she goes back to stab her more. It's so rough.
Starry Eyes is very cool.
Those guys are making fucking pets.
Yeah, I know.
Holy smokes. Oh my god. I wish we could get those guys on the show.
Yeah.
Like they would be fun to talk to because I'd love, oh my god. Their Pet Cemetery is going to be rough.
No, it really is.
And it should be. But it's going to be rough.
It really is.
Yeah, get it? Rough?
let's move on.
Yeah, let's go. Anyway, yeah. So let's get back to our brackets, right?
Yeah, we're going to do best theme next. Best version of the main theme.
Okay.
You know the theme. We can't really sing much in this episode for our fans that love what
Don't
we...
Don't feel the reaper... Can we sing the Creed song from H2O?
What is it? No, that's not what.
Scream 3.
What is the one from H2O?
It's, oh, God. This is going to kill me, dude. This is going to kill me. What is the song from?
I think I have.
There is a Creed song in Halloween H2O. There's no question about
that. There are no Busta Rhymes songs in Resurrection.
Are there any Cool J songs in H2O?
No. Deepest, bluest. My head is like a shark's fin. What's this life for? That was like a hit. It was like a hit song.
It was a big deal. That was a good one. There was another song on that.
What's this life for?
So good.
What a weird song to put on the soundtrack. Very, very deep.
God, I just killed myself. Anyway.
Very deep for a movie starring Adam Arkin's character.
Holy smokes, he's great.
Hornball.
Will Brennan, I believe is his name. I don't remember that.
But this is not the best soundtrack. Because that would probably go to H2O.
Oh, for sure.
This is best version of the main theme. So
once again, we are not going with the original Halloween.
No, we are not going. This whole show is going to be sequels only.
Yep, and only Meyer sequels. Yep.
So, yeah, just one more time to explain that.
Yep.
So you know what we're doing here. First round matchup, H2O versus Halloween 6. Now, H2O has got kind of that orchestral
H2O's score. Got that Jonathan Ottman.
Jonathan Ottman, yep.
It's got this like crazy, like big orchestral version of the
this
score.
This is a tough matchup for me.
Six
is
goes like...
Howarth? How do you... Is it
it's Alan Howarth.
Howarth, yeah. Right.
John Carpenter's longtime partner, collaborator.
Right. Did and, 2 through 6, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they had a falling out, which is too bad. Probably over the Halloween thing. But... Six is like just shredding guitars like a lot. Like every time Michael Myers is on screen, it's like
it's got this weird like da 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 in the background.
Yeah. I like both of these. They're unique. They're different. Yeah. I appreciate that these try to do something different with the theme and the score.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with H2O, and the reason for that is I think it might not be my favorite necessarily of all of the Halloween scores or the themes, but H2O's kind of works perfectly with the movie it is, right? They got Jamie Lee back in the franchise. She was like a big actress. Like I mean, she was like a star at this point. She'd done True Lies, I believe, at this point. And Jamie Lee Curtis was a household name, is what I'm trying to say. So for her to come back to this franchise was a big deal. And it lent a bit of prestige to the undertakings, right?
Oh, yeah.
They got Kevin Williamson involved. He was hot off of Scream. And so I think having this big orchestral score kind of classed it up a little bit.
Who's the director of this one? Is it Miner?
This is Steve Miner, yes.
Steve Miner, yeah.
Who directed Friday the 13th Part 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm going to go with the Ottman, the H2O score. Might not be the most traditional, but I kind of dig it. Although I do like the Halloween 6 score. This is a tough one.
Yeah, this is really tough. Like, because these are my two favorite like kind of weird scores for this one. I
Halloween 6 would go a lot further. I'm just saying that.
What's that?
If it wasn't paired up against
I think
H2O,
so too. H2O. I went with H2O as well.
Yeah.
I really like it. I really like it. It almost like the beginning of it sounds like a Star Trek theme.
Kind of.
Yeah, like it's got these like wood instruments and strings throughout.
It's kind of beautiful, yeah.
It's really cool. And it's like it sounds like fall to me.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like
yes.
It sounds like
you're
a,
absolutely right.
Like a band or like a high school band.
You're times. Absolutely right.
Yeah, it kind of elevates the movie in a lot of ways for me because H2O can be a very slight movie, but it has this big bombastic score to it. So
yeah, and I think it's nice that it accentuates the fall setting because the film itself is in California. It takes place in California, right? And so it doesn't feel particularly fallish. So that's nice to have that element to kind of bring it back. That's cool, yeah.
All right, next one we have... Uh-oh, I lost it here. We have H2. Zombie score, who I believe it's by Tyler Bates, I believe.
Right.
Versus the Tyler Bates Halloween score. I like to match these two up every once in a while.
Sure, okay.
Just to get, because like these are like the same score, pretty much. Or the same theme, I should say.
Well, the Halloween, H2 doesn't even play like the Halloween theme.
No.
It's not in the movie.
Oh, is it not in the movie?
No.
Oh, it's online.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's during the credits or something.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but it's not like played during the movie.
Okay.
I went Halloween 1 because it's a little more traditional.
I did too, yeah.
I'll be honest, it's not a terribly memorable score for me. I remember it being you know what? It's a Rob Zombie version of...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it is. It's Tyler got a Bates, harder but it's, edge. And it's got like those weird, like spooky noises and like moaning. And like, it sounds like a Rob Zombie album.
Yeah. Times. Or like outtakes from like Prince albums.
Yeah.
It's people like groaning and stuff. So I'm going to go with Halloween 1. I'm not nuts about either one of these, but.
Yeah, I think they're okay. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Next matchup, we have Halloween 4 versus Halloween 5.
This is another tough one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not going to go out and tell you that either one of these are overly memorable either. They're kind of riffing on 1 and 2, really, to be honest with you. But
both Howarth or Howarth.
Yes, Howarth. Howarth, yeah.
Is that what we said?
Okay.
Yeah.
I listened to a Halloween podcast called Halloweenies.
Okay.
If you are fans of the Halloween franchise, you should listen to Halloweenies from the guys at Consequence of Sound. It's really good. But they do the same thing where they're like, is it Howarth or Howarth? Or like, it's really funny. Anyway, so I went Halloween 4.
Okay.
And the reason why I went Halloween 4, there were two reasons. One, that opening sequence in Halloween 4 is fantastic. The title sequence where it's just, it literally picks up the same way Halloween 1 ends, where it's just random shots of the environment, mm-hmm. where it just cuts to not a still shot, but just a static shot of the environment. Wind blowing, leaves blowing. I think it cuts to a scarecrow at one point staying there. And there's this very eerie kind of ethereal score playing in the background of it that I love. I know that's not the theme, but still, I'm taking some of the score
that's
into
fine.
Account
yeah.
here too. But
we're being very loose with this. That's
the
fine.
Moment, yeah, whatever. The moment that the Halloween theme kicks in this movie is so rad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, they had this conversation. They get the exposition from the very knowledgeable, attendant to the psychiatric hospital. He tells him everything that happened to Michael Myers after Halloween 2. So funny. but as soon as they go to wheel him out, the doors open and they start wheeling him out to the ambulance, that theme kicks in and it's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really good.
So I'm going with 4.
I went with 4 as well. 5 is just the theme, but like slower, if I recall correctly. Like it slows it down. 4 is almost the danciest outside of 6. Like I think I could get down to 4.
Get down to 4 a little bit.
It's got some like in the background of it, if you find the main theme online, it's got some like industrial like sounds to it.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like it sounds like early Nine Inch Nails in the background.
Yeah, okay.
Like
yeah.
Pretty Hate Machine.
Which is funny because Trent Reznor did a
that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So I'm with 4 too.
Cool.
I just like it.
Yeah, me
better.
Too.
Yeah, like I said, 5 is kind of slow.
I think 4 is coming out on vinyl soon.
Is it? Yeah, it might already be out. Yeah.
One of them is coming out soon. 4 or 5, one of the two. Yeah.
Last round one matchup.
All right.
We have Halloween 2. Once again, this is Howarth, right? Just Howarth with Carpenter.
Carpenter, I believe, helped out with a score on this one. Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Halloween Resurrection by Danny Lux.
It's going to be Halloween 2.
Yeah, me too.
It takes the Halloween 1 score and then it adds. I don't want to say it synths it up even more.
It synths it up even more. It reminds me. It's very reminiscent. Well, I guess it wouldn't be reminiscent, but would lead into. It's a lot like the Halloween 3 score.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's a precursor for that, for sure.
Which is Howarth, correct?
Yes. Yeah, and
Howarth and Carpenter. Yep. Yeah, yeah,
and it reminds me of, you know how, like, in Friday the 13th Part 3, they get kind of crazy with the score a little bit? They add, like, the disco bits to it a little bit?
Yes.
They do a little bit in that here.
Yeah, they too. Do, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I dig that. So I'm going to go Halloween 2. I remember nothing about the Halloween Resurrection.
Resurrection, I just listened to it today. It hits the hard, like, dun, it hits it really hard on, okay, like, the piano. It just doesn't do anything.
Very, very percussion. Lots of percussion going on there.
Yeah. Then. The only thing with this one, I think it was the scariest to me because today that's when the Trump alert came through on my phone while I was listening to this.
What was that, by the way?
It's actually probably a good thing. It's like a FEMA alert. It's just a test of it.
Okay.
I think it's just like a for FEMA to alert people of certain things, like an emergency test.
I didn't actually know what that was.
But so. Like it said, like the president's texting you, and I was in the middle of listening to the Halloween.
Really? What?
Oh my god! So
he found me.
Next round. We have, so we both had H2O and we both had Zombie 1, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have both have H2O versus Zombie 1. I'll start out real quick here. I've got H2O. I really like the score.
Me too. Yeah. I'm going to continue. Well, same reasons as before. It's got this kind of cool classical approach. It's a unique take on the Halloween theme.
Yep. Yeah, we said what we needed to. The zombie one's fine.
Yeah.
Zombie one is...
It's perfectly serviceable.
Yeah, it's serviceable. once again, kind of like the movie in that it doesn't, like, it tries to do stuff different at times, but it just kind of falls back into the Halloween score.
Yep.
The other semifinal matchup on the other side, we both had 4? Or did you have 5?
What's that? I had 4.
You had 4, and we both had 2. Mm-hmm. So 4 versus 2 for both of us.
This one's tricky. For me, I'm going to go 2 because it is a little bit more unique than 4, I feel like, in terms of what it does.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit more Carpenter to me than 4 does.
I've got 2 pretty much for the same reasons.
Yeah.
I just, 4 is good. I have a soft spot for Halloween 4, just the movie in general.
Me too.
Because it's like that, it's that cable one, that one you grew up with on cable.
Me too. Well, and mine was the VHS thing.
Like, yeah, VHS. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It is a good score. But I like 2 a little better. So we both have H2O versus Halloween 2. The original Halloween 2 in the finals.
Okay.
Who you got?
I'm going to go H2O on this.
You got H2O?
I do have H2O.
Okay.
Once again, it's just, is it the one I would listen to first? Not necessarily, but to me it fits the tone and the themes and like the story behind the making of that movie so well that I can't deny it.
Right.
2 is great, and I love the score for 2, but... H2O feels less derivative of the original score to me than 2 does. So,
fair enough.
H2O.
I got Halloween 2.
Cool.
It's close.
Cool.
I really do love... I'm with you on the H2O score, the main theme love, for pretty much the same reasons. I like 2, though, just a little bit better. I like the synth.
It's sweet.
And part of it might be just because I really, really love Halloween 3, and I love the music in it, that it kind of reminds me of that. But I kind of like how it kind of leads into that, how it goes 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I like Halloween 2's quite a bit, but you can't go wrong with either one of them.
Nah.
The only one you could probably go wrong with is...
None of them are like
none
awful.
Of them are, none of them are awful, but they're working with a pretty nice base.
Thanks, John.
All right, Willie, what do you want to do next? You want to do poster or mask?
I want to... Are those the other two we have left?
We have Kill.
Okay, so we have
the Kill, the big
one. That's the grand finale.
The Kill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so,
that's the big
what?
One.
Let's go with mask, and then we'll go with poster after that.
Okay, I've got the mask on my phone as well.
Okay. You'd like to tilt it towards me. And,
yes. Yeah. For those listening along, I have posted these on our Twitter.
Oh, perfect.
And they are kind of set up as best I could, because I did not have any access to Photoshop this week. As best as I could, I've got them kind of squared off. So the first one, we have Halloween 2, the original, versus H2, the zombie movie. And that's at the top.
Okay. I'm going to go Halloween 2.
Okay.
It's actually the original mask. It's from the original movie, but it was kept like under a bed or something in a box.
The story, I think, is it's under Deborah Hill. It was kept under Deborah Hill's bed.
Yeah.
And flattened due to that. And she was also a big chain smoker.
So,
so
it
like yellowed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was rough, but I hate that H2 mask.
Oh man, we are not going to agree on this.
I'm sorry. I hate it. It's just, it's so over the top grody and like falling apart. And I understand that that's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah.
But that's one of the reasons.
I'm looking at my bracket right now and it's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not huge on it, man. I'll be honest. That took it one step too far for me. I like the decaying one in the first Halloween, the Rob Zombie Halloween. Yeah. But this one's so, I don't know. I'm good. Okay. I'm not a fan. Sorry. Okay. Maybe I'm too traditionalist.
You know what I've gotten this round, Willie?
You've got H2.
I've got H2. Okay. Let me explain myself here a little bit. I want to put this out there that the Myers mask that they have now and the new one is perfect. And the reason it's so perfect is they screwed it up a lot. And it's hard to say they screwed it up in H2 because it's the same Halloween 2. It's the same mask. But it looks so stupid to me. It's so flat.
Well, and part of it, I think, is the fact that it's a different person wearing it, too, right? Like, I mean,
yeah, I think
it's going to fit different on your head.
It's going to fit different on your head. And it also bothers me, though. It looks so different. It's the same damn night.
I get it. It drives me nuts. I get it.
So H2, let me defend myself because I'm going to need to as we go on here. H2 turns Michael Myers into like the Frankenstein monster mixed with a pro wrestler. And so as it like
raging hillbilly,
as it like starts to decay and you start to see like his like raging hillbilly face and you see part of Tyler Bates face, like I love it, like because he looks just like a big pro wrestler hillbilly that's like going to choke slam you and stomp your face in. So like and I just like it fits with the zombie version of Michael Myers that he just doesn't, like, he's throwing the mask on but he doesn't really give a shit.
Yeah
And I kind of dig that.
I dig that too.
Yeah. I we'll move on here.
You know what, I'm changing my vote. I'm going H2. You sold me. You sold me on it.
Really?
You sold me on it.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right.
You did it.
Okay. So we're both going H2.
I can't believe this. You did it. I think the continuity thing is the thing that pissed me off once you said it. Like, it's the same night, dude.
It drives me nuts. Yep. And it will drive me nuts again here in another matchup. Next up, we have Halloween 4 versus Halloween 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to pull up the picture here of Halloween 4 because it's a really good picture.
Oh, God. Halloween 4 is bad.
You can barely see 6, but you can barely see his mask in the movie as well.
That's true.
6 is like a dark movie.
Halloween 4 is a bad mask. I like it almost everything else about Halloween 4, but the mask sucks. Yeah. 6 is perfectly serviceable. Mm-hmm. and probably the best ape off of the original mask since the original, right? You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
it's the closest to the original mask.
Yeah,
I'm including the Halloween 2 mask, which is the same mask,
right?
So I'm going with 6.
The only issue I have with 6 is his hair gets kind of nuts at times.
It gets too nuts.
Yeah, yeah. He's like kind of like a glam metal rocker.
Yeah, he looks like Josh Hartnett in H2O by the end of the movie. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We would discuss Josh Hartnett's hair since the Faculty episode, probably.
There's a lot to you know, deconstruct.
It was like the hairstyle.
Yeah, I guess like before takes on like that movie, he would like mess up his hair, then fix it, and he'd mess it up.
I've got Halloween 6 in this one. Like I said, I'm with you. I think the mask looks good. The only issue I have is the hair. 4, he's always looking like surprised in the mask. He looks just dumb. He looks like stupid.
He looks like somebody accidentally opened the door in the bathroom stall while he was pooping. Like, that's the look he's making. Like, oh no.
Every once in a while, I'll take like a ball and I'll fake my dog out.
Yeah.
And like pretend like I throw it. And like, that's the face I get back. Yeah. Like, oh, what'd you do?
Yeah. And I should say, 6, the 6 mask makes a cameo in H2O. The opening scene he offs Gordon Levitt and Nurse Marion Crane is the H6 mask.
Interesting. Yep. Well, let's move on to H2O because we've got H2O versus the zombie movie. First one.
Unintentional segue.
Here's the thing with H2O is they use like 3 different masks in it.
Okay.
So H2O is tough for me too.
We're not going to count the CG mask. It sucks.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to count the mask, the final mask that was selected that was intended.
The Stan Winston one?
I believe that's the final one.
Okay.
Yes. Do you which have a picture?
One is? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm slacking.
No, you're good.
Here's the issue, though. I don't know which picture of the mask I got.
There are 4 masks used in H2O.
Okay, see, zombie and H2O.
Okay,
is at the
that
bottom.
H2O mask sucks.
Yeah, see, that's the one I was like.
If that's
going
what we're going with, then I'm
going
to go
with. Well, go with what you want.
You know what? I was going to go with Zombie Mask anyway. So
yeah, I'm going
Zombie
Mask.
The first Zombie Mask is sweet.
Yeah.
And that beats out 6 as the closest we got to the original. It's a little more decayed in the adult areas than I kind of wanted it to. I get it. I wanted it a little bit cleaner like than it is. I wanted it a little closer to what we're getting in...
The new one?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
But...
I like how the new one?
Yeah.
Like, that's the title of it.
But I do like it quite a bit. I remember being really impressed by it when I saw it. I went, whoa, they actually did it. So...
Yeah, that's one thing he seemed to respect from the first Halloween.
Yeah. Plus, we get that amazing scene of that little kid walking around with the oversized mask.
That is my favorite scene.
It's so stupid. I love it so much.
He looks like a bobblehead.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Final first round matchup. Halloween Resurrection. Let me get the...
Okay.
Versus Halloween 5. I'm sorry. This is the funniest matchup of the first round. Okay. Top.
All right. The Halloween 5 mask is fucking terrible.
It's the worst.
It's really bad. The Halloween Resurrection mask looks... It looks like... I hope I don't offend anybody. It looks like if Michael Myers was trying to get into drag...
Yeah, right? That's kind of what I'm thinking too. It's got very dark eyeshadow.
He's putting on a little. They're trying to make his features more pronounced.
Like draw on eyeliner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going with Resurrection.
Me too. 5 is. Let's start. Let's talk about 5 for a minute.
Can you zoom in on that for me?
This is honestly the reason. This is the reason I wanted to do this bracket.
There is a shot of him in 5 floating around helplessly down a river, and that stupid fucking mask is bobbling around. The worst part about the mask, honest to God, the worst part about it is the fact that they didn't tuck in his fucking
neck. It's the
neck. It drives me
nuts. It's the neck.
It looks so bad.
It's sloppy.
It's terrible.
The zombie version of the character might not tuck in the neck of the mask. He might just throw it on, but by that point... But this is the original. This Michael Myers took care of himself.
Yes.
He looks like an idiot here.
Looks like a moron. And the thing is, once again, if we're gonna shit on Halloween 2 for looking nothing like that, that's the same mask as 4.
It's the same. What is it? When does that one take place?
Like a year later,
right?
Yeah. The features are completely whatever. Halloween 5 mask. The mask sucks.
I don't even know how to describe it other than derpy.
It's so derpy, dude. I hate to use that, but it's derpy.
It's derpy. Like when he's floating on the river, all I can think is just duh.
Our pal Nick.
It's not very evolved of me, but
our pal Nick always brings up there was a film with Steve Zahn called Strange Wilderness, and there's a scene in the film where he's doing commentary over nature footage, and there's this goofy looking shark that floats up. And he goes, hoo, 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 hoo. That's the Michael Myers
song. Okay, good. I'm glad that is the entire reason I care less about the final 4. I just wanted to shit on the Halloween.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is the most excited. When you said we were doing this, this is what I got excited for, was to talk about the H5 mask. I want it to win, actually, but I'm not going to.
It's the worst mask out
here.
It's
so bad. If I could get a replica, oh, God. Would you do it? If you could buy one replica of one of these masks.
Did you not see any when you were at Halloween Town or wherever? Halloween USA?
No, they had Halloween 2, not okay. H2, Halloween 2. They had Rob Zombie's Halloween 1.
Okay.
And they had 6.
Okay.
I really wanted to buy the 6 one.
Yeah, the 6 one is kind of cool.
It was pretty sweet, the one I took that picture of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
We were going to move on to the final 4. The one side of the bracket, H2, Rob Zombie, we both got him in there. And then we both had Halloween 6, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you got here, Willie?
Oh, who's up against who?
H2 versus Halloween 6.
I'm going Halloween 6 on this one. Yep. Yeah, I let H2 go further than I expected. So I'm cutting it off here. The Halloween 6 one, the hair does get crazy, but once again, it's very close to the original. And I like the fact that they accomplished anything close to the original is impressive to me because apparently it's the hardest effing thing to do in the history of the world. So I'm going Halloween 6.
I want H2 because I love it.
Fair.
Is H6 the one where his hair turns yellow for a little bit?
No. That's 4? Halloween 4. And the mask is actually pink. If you really watch, it's a pink mask with blonde hair.
Okay.
Inexcusable.
4 and 5 are so lazy with the mask.
I love it.
Other side, Halloween Resurrection, which has somehow made it to the final 4.
Yeah.
Only because it went up against Halloween 5 versus the zombie mask. The first zombie
mask. The zombie mask wins.
Yeah, I've got the first zombie mask as well. Resurrection. Yeah, it's that. It's a the movie's a
you know what glammed out Resurrection went pretty far here.
No, neither one of those movies are good. Resurrection or zombie movie.
That's like if David Bowie made a Michael Myers mask.
It would be
right?
That. Yeah, I would think
he'd wear the Resurrection mask.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a cartoon at times too. The way it is. All right, so you've got Halloween 6 versus the zombie mask.
Yes.
Who do you got there?
I got the Rob Zombie mask.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, it's the best one since the original.
There you go.
And we'll see when I see it. I'm not gonna think about the new movie yet. I think that one might trump the Rob Zombie mask, but the Rob Zombie mask in Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 is the best mask since the original mask.
It's a good mask. Yep. I agree. I've got H2.
You fucking nightmare. What is wrong with you?
I love it. God, so
no,
much.
Tim.
I explained why I loved it.
Oh, my God. It's not even... Okay. Well, no, you know what? I'm glad we disagree.
I already explained...
I called you a nightmare. Right. I don't think you're a nightmare. I think you're wonderful. But
I'm the all-American nightmare, much like Rob Zombie.
I'm disturbed, but you know what?
Well, that's a different band.
That's the... I can't do it.
I used to be able to do it. I can't even do it.
I can't. My throat would be...
Yeah, I try every once in a while.
There you go. Anyway, so H2.
We just met... 15 seconds of this podcast trying to do the sound of the guy from Sully from Disturbed, I believe. Oh, wait, Sully got...
No, you're thinking of Disturbed. This is Disturbed we're talking about.
Sully from Godsmack.
Godsmack. Yeah. I think they were on the Halloween H2O soundtrack. Anyway, if they weren't, they were on the Resurrection soundtrack. So, okay. So far, what have you had win in our categories? You've had Halloween 5 Loomis.
I had Halloween 5 Loomis. The theme song, I went pretty straightforward with Halloween 2.
Cool. Fine.
Yep. And so
and
I
you had H2 with the mask. Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, I need to explain something to the people here. Like, I explained at the beginning. I like the weird ass Halloween stuff. Like, I don't like the straightforward Halloween stuff that
Fair
much.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's like, if we're talking about the Friday the 13th movies, yeah, I love like, okay. Like 4 and 6. Like, okay. I like the straightforward Friday the 13th. But Halloween, I love that original so much that the sequels are just fucking nonsense to me.
All right. So, that's fair.
That's all right. We're gonna do Poster next.
That was so much fun, Tim.
We're gonna do Poster next. I do have these as well, just for visual reference.
I think I remember most of them, but yeah.
I gotta go back. Oh God. Because I've got all the mask saves. Okay. We're gonna start on the other side of the bracket. Okay. We're gonna go Halloween Resurrection. A lot of knives in these posters versus Halloween The Curse of Michael Myers at the top there.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of the Scream style of posters. That's the one rare thing I'm not a fan of with that generation of slasher movies, is the posters all look the same.
Right.
They were just the young cast, fresh faces with the killer's mask in their background. The Halloween 6 poster is not great, but I'm going to go with that personally because it doesn't feel like a regurgitation of...
Oh, I should have read off
popular at the time.
Let me try
Does
to
make sense.
Yeah, let me try to read off the taglines real quick for you too. I was gonna do that and I forgot. Resurrection, evil finds its way home. Oof, that's stupid because it's a house.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And then Halloween 6, terror never rests in peace.
That's pretty bad too. I'm gonna go 6 still.
Me too.
No. Plus, we're looking at Jamie Lee Curtis on that picture, right? On the Halloween Resurrection poster.
Yeah,
and she's... She looks like H2O, Jamie. She looks nothing like that in Resurrection. And Tyra Banks is on the poster. And I'm just going to throw it out there right now. Tyra Banks is about the like least important role in that film.
No, the only thing she does, she dances around with a Jabba, right?
Yeah, she's making like a frap. Like and a she's frappuccino. Dancing. Yeah.
Not like Zoolander. Frappuccino. No. I went with 6 as well. I'm looking at this poster. Like, I want to go with Resurrection because it has Busta Rhymes on the poster.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, which is great. I love Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes terrible in Resurrection. So annoying.
He's not good. Yeah. Which is a bummer.
Leader of Dangertainment.
Yes.
They should have made a Dangertainment poster. God, someday we're going to get to a point where kids like ironically like Resurrection, aren't we?
Yes, we're not that far off.
We're going to get like Dangertainment t-shirts.
We're not that far off.
It's not going to happen with
me. It's a bummer.
And I like things ironically. Halloween 4 versus H2O.
Okay, so H2O once again suffers from that same thing.
It's like the same poster. It's got the same picture of Jamie Lee pretty much.
Yeah. Halloween 4 has kind of a cool poster because it's the classic mask, which is kind of a lie. But I'll let it go. And I believe the tagline is pretty killer.
Thank you for keeping me honest here. 4 is 10 years ago, he changed the face of Halloween. Tonight, he's back.
I like
that one a lot.
Love it.
H2O. I like H2O quite a bit as a movie, and I think I've shit on it quite a bit tonight, but like, this is a stupid tagline.
Yeah.
This summer, terror won't be taking a vacation.
That's horrible.
This is the return of Michael Myers.
That's your tagline?
This is the return of Michael Myers and Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's an awful
tagline. And this is your... You've got like a pun tag, like a joke tagline.
Totally. For that reason alone, H2O should be beaten.
Yeah, I've got 4 going on. Yeah, four. I went with 4 because of the tagline. All right. Halloween 2, the original, versus Rob Zombie's H2. Okay, now the posters here I'm going to show you.
I believe the H2 poster is Michael Myers in a cornfield.
Yes. Is he in a cornfield in that movie?
Yes.
Oh, he is. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's post-cow. He looks like he's doing some stabbing and grunting. And then the original Halloween 2 is that Skull and Jekyll. I'm going original Halloween 2 on this. I'm still not, I'll be honest, I'm not nuts about that poster. But I believe the tagline is "More of the night he came home," which I kind of love.
Oh, okay, because I've got a different one then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's longer. Okay, from the people who brought you Halloween. Okay, that's what I was reading first.
Comes
more of the night he came home.
Yep. And I
and
do
then
like
do you know
the
Halloween 2 one? It's stupid.
What is it?
It's
Family is Forever.
Family is Forever, which is better than actually the Halloween 1, which I will yell at later. The Rob Zombie
one. Yeah, so I'm going Halloween 2, not H2.
Halloween 2 as well. The H2 one is lazy. It's a still from the movie. And like, what's weird about H2 and like some of the marketing, because H2 always felt kind of rushed to me in terms of like marketing.
It totally was.
And like, but like the movie works for me quite a bit. And the movie itself feels like a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
But like everything, like the marketing stuff and like this poster just feels
like.
How did
you not have a weird, dreamy, like painted poster for that?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, have a poster in front of his mom, like when she's in the white.
How is the horse not on the poster?
Especially when your family is forever is your tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the horse, the mom, and then him as a young kid in
that's
front
a bad poster.
Of a bathed in white light, and there you go. Print money.
Yeah.
Vitally diverse for our matchup. Halloween, Rob Zombie 1, which tagline is "Evil has a destiny," which makes me so mad because that is not what the movie's about, right? The movie is very much about like a nature versus nurture type deal.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And like a lot of it has to do with the fact that
evil has a destiny.
A lot of the fact that he turns, am I reading it wrong? But
maybe
a lot
it's
of,
about they were like he was destined to reunite with Laurie.
Okay,
maybe that's what it is.
But for him to become a killer, though, it's not his destiny to become a killer. He does that because he has things that will lead him to that, but he is also treated like shit.
Well, I think
he's got such a poor upbringing. Like that's kind of how I read it, right?
He had the ability inside of him. He had the capabilities inside of him the whole time,
right?
But because of his environment, it brought it out.
It brought it out, right?
Yeah. So no, that doesn't scream destiny.
That's
not a great.
That's not
a great tagline. No.
And then Halloween 5: The Revenge of Michael Myers. Michael lives, and this time they are ready.
Cool tagline. Actually.
Oh, did you see the poster?
Yeah,
another
it's got
knife.
The cool. You know, I'm actually going to go Rob Zombie's Halloween because the poster's kind of sweet.
You like that poster?
I like the orange. I like the collage of images.
Yeah, that is kind of neat.
And I like the image of him holding the mask.
The mask down by it. Yeah.
I dig that.
I went with H5. I've got a soft spot for the Halloween 5 poster because it was in the video store a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know. I kind of like it. And I don't like that tagline. From the Rob Zombie movie.
Great.
Like, it bothers me so much.
I like the image, though. But
yeah. All right, final four. You ready?
Sure.
Halloween 2, did we both have? Yeah, we both had the original. And then you had Rob Zombie's Halloween. Who you got here?
I'm going Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Okay.
I really like that poster. Okay. I don't love the tagline. I love the collage look of it, though.
Okay.
Yep.
I had original Halloween 2 versus Halloween 5. I've got Halloween 2. I really love that. I love the pumpkin skull face.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I kind of like the tagline, too. I'm with you. On the other side, I think we both had 6 and 4, right?
Yes. It's going to be 4 for me. 6 is not
we
great.
We don't like those dimensions.
6 only made it because it was up against Scream era.
I have 4 as well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we both have... Wait, who do you have? You have Zombie versus
Rob
Halloween
versus 4.
Okay.
This is a tough one because I like the originality of Rob Zombie's poster because it's so different from the rest of the franchise posters.
Right.
It eschews all the black and just the mask planted on it.
Right.
But 4's got kind of a classic vibe about it, and it kind of... That poster, to me, gets me excited to see, oh my God, Michael Myers is back, right?
Right.
So I'm going to go 4 because to me, there's a nostalgia factor for me there, I'll be honest, and I think it sells the movie better.
This is really tough for me because I'm looking at it right now. And I had one picked. I have 2 versus 4. And I'm looking at that 4 one, and I like that 4 one a lot, actually. But I'm going Halloween 4 or Halloween 2 still.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I like Halloween. I like that poster.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's not as good as the first one, but I like the pumpkin theming of the Hearst 2.
Yeah.
Halloween movies.
Yeah.
So there we go. So you had 4.
Yep.
I had 2.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
All right, Willie. Time for the big one.
The big one.
This is the big boy.
The big Huna.
The big special boy.
Oh, the Michael big Meyer. Special boy.
This is the Myers kill bracket. Sequels only. What we did was we took you and I brainstormed our 2 favorite kills from each movie.
Yes.
So
lots of scientific approach.
We kind of figured like, hey, there might be three kills in one movie that are better than two from another. Maybe. But guess what? We gotta find a way to make this fair.
Gotta make the hard cuts.
Yeah, we gotta make this fair. And it was easiest for us. There were some hard cuts, but
there were.
I think we landed on, here's the thing, some of those number two seeds, number three seeds in our head weren't gonna win the bracket.
No.
Flat out. So no. We know what, and Michael's not Jason, he's not Freddy. His kills aren't quite as unique.
Creative.
Or stylish. Yeah. Yeah. So there are really just a handful of really, really good ones here in the Halloween franchise. So let's start off with the first matchup. Jimmy Howell, Ice Skate Embedded in Face from H2O.
And this is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's
character. JGL, yes. Versus Karen Bailey from Halloween 2, who was drowned in a scalding hot therapy tub. By the way, these descriptions are taken from the Halloween Wikia. So thank you to the good people there. Karen in the hot tub versus Jimmy. I've got Karen in the hot tub. The thing that put it over the top for me is you see it on screen. Jimmy, you don't really see on screen.
Agreed. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Future stardom of Third Rock from the Sun star Joseph Gordon-Levitt does bump that up a little bit, but not enough to defeat the hot tub kill.
The hot tub kill is a very good kill.
It always felt iconic with two for me. Like when I think of two, that's the first kill I think of is the hot tub.
Two ups the kills, I think, across the board from one in terms of just being maybe a little more creative in some ways.
Well, yeah.
It's not as good in other ways. Like, one is better kill-wise.
They're schlockier kills.
That's the word I was looking for.
But, I mean, in the same way that Friday the 13th, The Burning, all that stuff was a response to Halloween's success, Halloween 2 is a response to those successes.
Okay.
So they felt the need to up the ante.
Yeah. I will say that. So let's move down to this side of the bracket. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through. We're going to pick our final four and like our one winner out of this side. And we'll move down
through
the bracket.
Good.
It'll be a way to keep it a little bit cleaner. Rachel Carruthers from Halloween 6, who gets the scissors in the chest.
Halloween 5,
excuse me, because Halloween 6 then would be John Strode, who is pinned to the fuse box, electrocuted, head exploded. All of those things happen in both cuts, correct?
The head doesn't fully explode in one of the two cuts.
Okay.
But we're going to go with the head exploding because it's awesome.
And I believe that's a theatrical.
Yes, I believe so. This is tough in a certain sense because the shock of Rachel, who is kind of our heroine, our adult heroine of part four, dying in part five, definitely, to me, kind of puts this higher tier. The creativity of the kill itself is not great, but the shock is solid.
She's killed pretty early into five.
Pretty early, which is such a bummer. that's why I'm going to pick Jon Strode, because Jon Strode is such a dick.
John Shaw's an asshole.
He's a horrible guy.
Is he the worst person in the Halloween movies?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, the zombie movies.
Nah. No. Ronnie is the worst.
Ronnie.
The boyfriend of Michael Myers' mother.
Yeah.
He's pretty bad.
Yeah.
or the people that work at the sanitarium that are like raping inmates. Those are pretty bad.
Yeah, they're problematic as well.
Anyway.
Okay, you've remembered worse characters than John.
Yes, but John, in this mainline series, John is the worst.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice to watch his head explode, I'll be honest.
It's very therapeutic. It's very,
And it blows up like scanners, dude. It's like everywhere.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
So we both got John Strode moving on, right?
Yeah, I think we're matched up so far.
We got Karen versus John. Fusebox versus Hot Tub.
This is tough.
Don't mix them either.
Nuh-uh. don't mix the two. I'm sticking with John, my boy John. That head exploding is just wonderful. It is.
It's a culmination, too. I feel bad for the... I feel bad when the nurse dies.
She seems sweet.
Yeah, she does seem sweet.
She gets roped into this kind of Lothario-type character, but...
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? You see that guy? So I'm going with John.
I'm going with John, too. It's
cathartic.
It is cathartic. That was the word I was looking for. Cathartic. Yeah, he's an asshole. So we've got John Strode. Both of us got him going to the
pulling
final
through
four.
The final four.
Yeah. All right. This first one cracks me up. Okay, so Donna Chang was impaled back... impaled through back by metal spike from Halloween Resurrection. Yeah. I don't remember Resurrection.
She's running around in the basement of the Myers. Like there's like Morlock tunnels underneath the house for some reason.
Is this Starbuck? No. Okay.
But she gets like thrown up against this metal spike thing.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus Ishmael Cruz, who is Daddy Trejo, whose head is shoved in sink and then TV smashed on head from Rob Zombie's first Halloween.
Ah, yes.
Who, by the way, screams the entire time like, Michael, I loved you, man. I loved you.
I'm going with Danny Trejo because it's so mean. I remember the first, like, every person I've ever watched that movie with has been like, why did he do that? Like, why would he kill that guy? Like, and I kind of agree. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
In two mean movies, the zombie movie is very mean. That's like the meanest part because he has Danny Trejo scream the entire
Danny
time.
Danny Trejo's a sweetheart that whole
he's
movie.
He's so nice to him. Like, he's like,
Michael, it's like this, please.
It's this weird, like, mini theme that's like, yeah, man, people can change. Don't trust them.
Yeah, right? Right? I love that, too, because he screams so many things that he's like, you know, like, Michael, please don't. I love you. Michael, I was your only friend. Michael, I have children at home. Michael. Like, it's like horrible.
He's like, yeah, he's screaming out zombies character sketches.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
All right, then that side of the bracket as well. Howard Boggs. This is from, oh my God, this is from Halloween 2. Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. He is chokeslammed.
He works at a strip club, right?
Yeah, his face, well, he's a patron.
Yeah, he's at the strip club.
He's at the strip club. He is chokeslammed. His face is bashed in 5 times underfoot and then hung by holiday lights.
Yeah.
This is the one. Yeah, the main part about this is Michael Myers, the zombie version, stomps his face in, like, caves it in and just keeps stomping it.
Yeah, there's not much left.
Yeah, it's like a paper mache head at some point. Yep. Yeah. Versus, that's right, there's another one. Versus Earl Ford, his neck was ripped open in Halloween 4.
Oh, yeah. This is tough. They're both pretty brutal. I'm going with Earl, though. I love that, that bit. Those were reshoots, actually, in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, because they wanted to add more violence. Old Earl, like, Michael Myers, like, straight up grabs, like, underneath his chin and just yanks his face off. And it's sweet.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that zombie kill, too. Like, the zombie kills are just mostly just grunting and smashing.
Yes.
It's a little more creative grunting and smashing, I guess. But I'm still going to go with Earl.
It also is, you're going Earl, I'm going the zombie kill, because I wanted to do a zombie versus zombie matchup. I'm with you, his kills are in both movies are kind of boring.
Yeah.
I like the Trejo one because it's funny. This one, though, is like when I watch it, each time I watch it, I go, ooh! Because he stomps that face.
A thousand times.
Yeah. And it's the most brutal, like, most brutal, hard-hitting kill of the zombie movies.
Yeah.
Other than the cow who dies.
And that Foley artist is like squishing melons together.
Oh my God, he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's killing it. Is it Ben Burtt?
What's that? Okay, I had Howard Boggs. You have Earl Ford.
Okay.
And we both have Ishmael Cruz, Danny Trejo.
Ooh. Do I go with, like, so insanely upsetting it's funny? Or do I go with the face rip? I'm going with Trejo on this one because it's nuts. Like, it's so, I don't know. I'm going with Trejo.
Okay.
It's so mean.
Yeah.
That I have to laugh at it. Like, it turns the corner of mean into, like, almost self-parody, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
No, it really does. And Trejo's so good at it.
Please stop, Michael, please.
I've got Howard Boggs versus Danny Trejo. I've got Howard Boggs winning the face smash.
It's a good one.
Because I really like the Final Four matchup of the fuse box head exploding versus the head face smash. Like when heads explode or...
You're a fan of heads being blown up. Yeah.
Or
heads being destroyed.
Destroyed, yes. Yeah. Let's move over to the other side of the bracket.
Okay.
You have Danny Trejo. You have
Danny Trejo versus fuse box head explosion.
Yes. Yeah.
I can remember that.
First round on the other side, Kelly Meeker, pinned to the wall with shotgun through chest.
Yeah.
What Halloween is this?
Four.
Four.
Yep.
And then Deputy Charlie Block, hung with rope. Charlie Block, I'm guessing, is a reference to Robert Block from The Psycho.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Hung with rope noose from second floor window from
part five.
Yeah.
I like the creativity of both.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of him, like the suddenness of the... of both, actually. But I like that. I do like the deputy being thrown out the window and hung. It's kind of cool because it comes out of nowhere and you're kind of like, damn. Like,
yeah.
That was efficient. But there's something so cool about Michael Myers having the ability to shoot somebody with a gun and going, I'm going to stick it through her, though. I'm not going to shoot her. Like, he's pointing. I remember the first time I saw that movie, I was like, he's going to shoot somebody? That's lame.
Right.
And then he's like, nah, hell no.
Right.
Shoot nobody, kid.
It's also, there are a couple times they call back to that kill in the first one where he pins him up against the wall.
Yes.
A couple times. And this is my favorite of them.
This is the best of the bunch.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is my favorite of them. I've got Kelly Meeker shotgun kill as well.
That's a good call.
All right, moving down that side. We have Octavia Daniels. We've got a zombie matchup.
Ooh.
Octavia Daniels, played by
Octavia Spencer.
Not real creative with his name there, is he? Oh, Rob. Nose, lip cut, back knifed 10 times, head once.
Yikes.
Versus,
that's a mouthful.
Wesley Rhodes. This is the kid. Beaten 10 times, head bash 4 times with tree branch, blood loss. I wanted to put this in because this is Zombies, Michael Myers' first kill, I believe.
Yes, it is.
First human kill. He kills his rat, but I don't remember where that is in the timeline.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is he kills a boy in the woods, and it's brutal. And
It's horrifying.
I believe he dies off screen because he does have a movement, I think, at one point, but that could be just a death twitch as well.
Yeah, I think it's a death twitch.
What do you got here?
I'm going with Octavia Daniels.
Okay.
Are you going with that or no?
I've got Wesley Rhodes.
Okay, I'm going to try and sell you on Octavia Daniels.
Okay.
When she walks out of the back of that room she's in the hospital, look at how fucking gross that slice on her face is.
I know, yeah, you're right.
Half her nose is dangling off. It looks.
Oh, show me the nose again.
It's so gross. And then look at the end result. That's the one where Tyler Mane is like,
oh,
grunting.
You know what? You sold me. Yeah. Because this is the first time zombies, this is really the first time he lets loose with the grunts. And I love the grunts.
He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
So I have, I'm sorry, but
I'll go with you. We'll both
plus,
go
plus, you can go online right now and purchase her outfit from Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
How much is that?
I don't know. I'm not going to look into it, but I got to go with that.
Okay, so we're both going to go Octavia Daniels.
Yes.
Versus Kelly Meeker, shotgun kill. Who do we got going on to the final four coming out of this top half of the bracket?
I'm going shotgun kill.
Me too.
It's more creative, and technically, Octavia is just a dream.
That's the other reason I wanted to put it in there. Thank you very much, because it's part of Rob Zombie's insane like
opening
15-minute dream sequence
set to Nights in White Satin. That's the best part.
So it's technically not a kill. That was the whole reason I wanted to put it in the bracket, so we could talk about that. Yeah.
It is. But it's not. So I'm going Kelly Meeker.
Right. Okay. Let's move down to the bottom half real quick here. Rudy Grimes, pin to door. Oh, I've got another pin to door with three kitchen knives to the chest. Halloween Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember that. Charles Devereaux, throat slit with corkscrew from H2O.
Okay, so it's tricky.
Yeah.
Because Charlie's death here happens off screen.
It does, doesn't it? Okay.
But the reveal of his body in the dumbwaiter is pretty sweet.
That's this one.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Rudy is funny because his character is a culinary arts student.
Who is Rudy played by?
He was in a lot of movies in the 90s and 2000s. I can't remember the actor's name.
Okay.
Young black actor. He's in a ton of stuff. God, I can't forget. I'll look him up. But anyway, but the funny part about Rudy is less about his death and more about his character and the fight scene that happens before his death, because so like I said, he's like a culinary arts guy, but so like literally every line he has is in regards to cooking or food. he's the most one note character. Sean Patrick Thomas,
thank you.
He's the most one note character you could ever create in a film. And his fight scene, he throws like paprika in Michael Myers' eyes to try and get him to go away.
Oh well, he's aiming at those beautiful eyeshadow. All right.
Yes, yeah. Yes. however. Man, this is tough. What do you think?
I had the corkscrew one. But honestly, the main reason is because I watched Resurrection not very long ago. I don't remember any of it.
I'm going corkscrew as well.
I've got corkscrew, and I remember picking it because I like that dumbwaiter reveal. I think it's kind of fun. All right, so we both got corkscrew. Jamie Lloyd impaled in back. This is from the theatrical cut, I believe, of Halloween 6.
In a thresher.
Impaled in back through stomach, ripped apart on corn thresher.
Yeah.
Janet Marshall. Oh, this is from Halloween 2. I like this kill. Syringe in temple, injected with air bubble.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
I have to. So, okay, quick story here. I have to take IV injections for my medical condition. Yes. And the idea of an air bubble being in my line as I'm infusing is scary. Mm-hmm. Getting an air bubble in there can be very dangerous. So that always freaked me out, the idea of that. Needles don't freak me out. Obviously, they can't because I have to use them. But the idea of a needle with an air bubble in it freaks me out.
Right.
However, both the absolute brutality of the Thresher plus the fact that they're just killing off Jamie Lloyd so early on in the movie, I got to go Thresher.
Me too. Yeah. The other thing is that air bubble thing is not the most cinematic kill in the world. The core Thresher totally is.
It's the most cinematic. And you know what else? I want to throw this out there too. I love her defiance.
Yeah.
In that death scene. Like she's like fuck off, bitch, as she's like getting threshed. And good for you, Jamie Lloyd.
Yeah. And you don't see many corn Thresher kills.
This is the only one I can think of. I don't even think Children of the Corn.
I'm sure there's like one. You remember the Scarecrow's Gone Wild movies?
Maybe,
yeah, there's probably like one. Does the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers not kill anybody with a Thresher?
I don't think so. Maybe like Children of the Corn, like 6 or something.
You know what? Yeah, probably like one of those,
Urban Harvest,
Rave to the Grave,
Rave to the Grave.
Those titles got really funny.
That's Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, is that what
Rave
it is?
Rave from the Grave, yeah. Rave from the Grave.
Rave from the Grave.
Urban Harvest is the one I always think about with Children of the Corn, because it takes place in the inner city. You ever seen that?
No. I've seen like 1.5. Oh, I've seen 2 because I watched the new Children of the Corn that just came out. It was terrible.
You need to see Urban Harvest because they had it's like a family in the big city that adopts one of the Children of the Corn. So he's bopping around the big city. Killing people with corn.
Is it like a fish out of water comedy?
Kind of.
The other thing, corn dressers too, is you get a lot of Hollywood types probably making these movies that they haven't worked on the farm.
They don't know what's about.
No, they don't.
No. So I'm going Thresher.
We've got Jamie Lloyd Thresher versus Charles Corkscrew.
Jamie Lloyd Thresher.
Yep. The Corkscrew once again off screen.
It squeaked by for me. So
yeah, it did too. All right. So our final four. All right. We're pretty much the same except for we both have John Strode in the fuse box. We both have Kelly Meeker in the shotgun. We both have Jamie Lloyd in the Thresher.
But
I have the Howard Boggs face bash.
Yes.
And I have
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, TV smash that head, heartbreaking.
I think we're both going to move forward the same way with that matchup, though, because we both have John Strode taking on. I'm having John Strode win the day here.
Okay.
That exploding head and the happiness in my.
It's a weird matchup in the final four because you get a hateable character. Like you hate John, mm-hmm. but then you get poor Danny Trejo for you.
Yeah, and ultimately I'm going to go for, look, this is the 6th movie in the franchise.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some fun here.
Yes.
And to me, John Strode's head exploding is fun. Danny Trejo dying is not fun. It's just kind of mean and kind of like unintentionally funny. So I'm going with John Strode head explosion.
Yeah, I've got John Strode beating Howard Boggs.
I had a feeling,
bash. Yeah. I like the kill better. The face bash is fun, don't get me wrong, but the explosion thing is really funny.
It's pretty great.
It's in his basement, too.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. And it's all gross and leaky down there. And it's like a Midwest basement. So you know what those can get. Like, we're in one right now.
Yeah.
It's a nicer one. But we're in one right now. And there's always a certain creepiness about Midwest basements. So,
yeah, they get very cold and damp.
Yep.
Kelly Meeker shotgun versus Jamie Lloyd Thresher.
Oh, this is hard, isn't it?
This is kind of hard.
They both stab through the midsection. I got to go Kelly Meeker shotgun.
Okay.
I think it's so cool and different. It's not even Jason can say he stabbed somebody with a gun.
That is a good point.
So
that is a good point.
Going with the shotgun.
I got the Thresher, but it's close. I just like it. It's gorier.
The two meanest deaths on this going head-to-head would have been funny. Danny Trejo and Jamie Lloyd.
I have got some love thrown out there for Halloween 6, though, in my final.
Ooh.
Because I've got John Strode Fusebox versus Jamie Lloyd Thresher.
You like those Halloween 6 kills, buddy.
I like Halloween 6.
What are you going with?
John Strode Fusebox.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going with John Strode Fusebox. Dude, look. Look, I don't need to sell you on this because you've already picked it, but it's the whole thing is just gross. He's spitting up like foam. He's sweating profusely. His veins are bulging on his head. There's blood coming out of his nose and his ears.
Right.
He's screaming. It's so good.
Right.
And Michael Myers is just standing there watching it. So I'm going with that one.
I got that too. It's awesome. Funny. And I hate that guy so much.
Perfect.
That's it.
This was so much fun.
This was fun.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah,
I'm excited. What's on our next
Are we going we want to just do Halloween?
We're going to be talking about the new Halloween.
Yeah. We've got to figure out. It might be a little late.
It might be because of timing. Tim has some very important things coming up
next week.
You know, like getting married. So it might be a little later than usual, but we promise you we'll give you a very stuffed episode. And I think what we should do is make a final ranking based around our initial thoughts the new one.
Yeah.
Mind you, they might not be our final thoughts. Things change. But I think we should come out of that first one, give it a couple days, and then say, this is where we rank it in the series.
Yes.
Definitively.
It's gonna be a little bit like a class of 2018.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, hey, go see the new Halloween, everybody.
Do it.
It'll be fun.
We're all pretty excited about it. Once again, leave us feedback.
Yeah.
Yep. On all the places.
Yeah, if you like these bracket episodes, I think they're fun.
We'll keep pumping them out.
Yeah, I kind of like the mini brackets too for these big franchises. Yep.
I can't believe we didn't do a Lee bracket.
Oh, what's that?
Lee bracket.
We
messed up. Maybe in the next episode. Anyway, so yeah, so facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook, at @HMYearbook on Twitter.
God, we could have, because there's so many brackets.
There's a lot of brackets.
Yeah, because there's Annie bracket in both.
Exactly.
Fudge.
Email us horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com.
Fudge.
Make a bracket for us, if you will.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We're excited. Happy Halloween, everybody. We'll be closer to Halloween.
We should be back.
But happy early Halloween. We hope you're watching a lot of horror and enjoying the month. We only get it once a year. Mm-hmm. We only get so many years here, right? So enjoy your Halloweens.
Yes.
Enjoy all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Ah, that was fun. Bye-bye, man and woman.